Hello, my name
Hello?
is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Hell no.
All right. You're not registered to vote?
Nope.
All right. Well, we're sorry, but the quota qualifier has been filled, but I do want to thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Of course. Wait, what?
And what year were you born in?
03?
2003?
Yeah.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I'll probably vote. I don't know. Depends.
All right. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Oh, my God. Inflation. That's crazy.
Inflation? All right. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for, like, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Wait, can you repeat that again?
Yeah. So thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or did you skip that one?
I couldn't vote back then, I think, but if I were to vote, looking back at it now, I'd probably vote for Trump.
All right. So now thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held in May, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while some others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that there is, like, a chance that you would definitely vote for them. So the first person is Joe Biden.
0.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
100%.
100%. All right. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Probably Republican.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Jackie Rosen or Republican Sam Brown?
Probably the Republican.
All right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Probably Donald.
Donald Trump more or somewhat more?
Yeah, probably Donald more, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's been a better president than Biden. And so I think just Trump is, like, he was more of a better president than Biden ever was, because, I don't know, this inflation, all these other stuff he's done. I mean, he's done some good things, you know, but not everything, like, it was great, you know.
All right. So you said you would vote for Donald Trump much more or somewhat more?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
All right. So could you please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements? The first one is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Agree?
All right. So would that be like you somewhat agree or you strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Wait, can you repeat that one again?
For sure. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war and natural disasters and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
All right. So now kind of going to give you a little bit of a, like, kind of immigration programs. So if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of these following programs related to immigration reform would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to support him for those 2024 elections, or if it would make no difference absolutely, like, one way or the other. So the first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Very likely. Yeah, whatever that one was, like, likely.
I can read them again if you would like. So the options are much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
Much more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits for undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
All right, and lastly, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
All right, I just want to say that we're 80% done, and I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it. So now if you could indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. So the first one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Somewhat concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Somewhat concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizens for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Somewhat concerned.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few different approaches by former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and if you could tell me which statement comes closer to your own opinion. So Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. While Joe Biden says, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. So which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's approach somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
All right. So after hearing some more information, just have to ask you, like, one last time. If the November's election were, like, held today for presidents, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
All right. As best as you can say, do you know anyone personally who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No, I do not.
All right. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your information or news? And I'm going to read you, like, a very short list, and if you could tell me just if you use them or not, and, like, kind of just check them off in a little box way. So, MSNBC or CNN, Fox News Channel or website, WhatsApp, OAN or Newsmax, Univision or Telemundo, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, any Spanish language radio program or TikTok?
TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. Fox News, that's probably about it.
All right, just those? Perfect. So now we're 95% done, and now this is just kind of questions for demographic purposes. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Mexico.
Mexico, all right. So you're Hispanic?
Yes.
All right. Were you born on the U.S. mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or, like, in some other country?
I was born in the U.S. mainland.
All right. Were either of your parents born on, like, any other country?
Both of my parents were born in Mexico.
All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Like, always Spanish, more Spanish than English? Spanish and English equally, or, like, more English than Spanish, or always English?
Spanish, English equally.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
As of now, most likely Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Not very strong Republican.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
2021.
Oh, all right. But what is last year, like, of schooling? So did you do, like, high school or, like,
yeah,
you already graduated
college?
All right, perfect.
I graduated high school.
All right, no worries. So no worries. Don't worry about it. So what is your religion? That is, if you practice any. If you don't, that's totally cool.
Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And just finally, strictly for verification purposes, may I have only your first name, please?
Oscar?
Oscar, all right. So, well, thank you so much for your time, Oscar. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? And feel free to say yes or no if you want to.
No, it's okay. I think this was plenty, I think, yeah.
All right,
sure.
No worries. Well, thank you so much for your time then, Oscar. Hope you have a good rest of your day. And again, just thank you for your participation and patience.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.